It could be called Generation Inked. Australians between 20 and 39 are the most tattooed demographic ever. With tattoos costing anywhere from a couple of $100 to a few thousand, is it money well spent or not? The Wire's Annie Hastwell reports.
Every second person is tattooed now, and it's such a booming business.
Jess Hannigan is a tattoo artist. As Little Miss Jess Tattoos, she specialises in gentle, distinctive watercolours.
I quite enjoy the small, localised kind of tattoos, but, I mean, everybody's different, you know. So, yeah, you do get, you know, your whole body suits, and the guys that I work with, they get a lot of sleeves and things like that. Yeah, which is obviously, it's a lot of time.
And a lot of money, I would imagine.
It can be, yeah.
Like, for example, a sleeve, yep. You know, a complete tattoo right around an upper arm or even a whole arm.
Yeah.
Roughly what would that cost?
Oh, goodness. It really depends on the intricacy of the sleeve itself. I'm guessing for a whole sleeve, quite intricate, you might be looking about $5,000-$6,000 maybe.
It is a lot of money, and something that makes financial planner Patrick Canyon shake his head whenever he walks past an elaborately tattooed young person.
Do they really want to have their future on their skin, or do they want to have it in their bank account? The fact is that the compounding value of the equivalent amount of money being spent can make a tremendous difference to their financial well-being into the future. A tattoo is for life, and that's fantastic, but saving money can also be for your life. Putting more money into your superannuation can make sure that when you're older, you've got a very comfortable life.
Patrick did the sums on how a $5,000 tattoo translated instead into super.
If someone 25, even if they got a very modest return into superannuation, when they're 55 years of age, that could be worth over $38,000. If they took it out a little bit longer to, say, 65, you're looking at nearly $75,000 being the equivalent value of that sleeve if they'd put it into superannuation instead.
But tattooing is about a lot more than the money, as Jess Hannigan discovers every day.
I've had people, you know, crying straight after the tattoo or even during the tattoo process. It can be quite emotional for them, especially the memorial pieces that you're doing and important moments in their life that they're remembering or that they can now look at and, you know, feel happy or draw some kind of emotion from that image on their body. So, yeah, it's quite a personal journey.
I think that's a wonderful thing. I'm definitely not anti-tattoos. But equally, you know, you can express who you are through your lifestyle. And as a financial planner, I see too many cases of people in their 50s and 60s who say, wow, the time went so quick. I wish I'd done a bit more when I was younger to prepare myself for the latter half of my life.
Jess thinks tattoos will continue to be a big part of life as this current inked generation ages.
Our generation, I think, is probably going to be the most that Australia has seen. So
illustrated generation.
Illustrated generation, exactly. So when we are older, it's going to be different. You know, it'll be every other person, you know, is tattooed and they'll be able to roll up their sleeves and say, oh, look at what I had done, you know.
Yeah. It'll be a sharing thing.
It'll be a sharing thing, I think. Well, I'd like to think so. You know, it'll be like, oh, I had, you know, this person do this or you know, I travelled to, you know, Milan to get this tattooed or, you know, it creates such a...
Great stories, I suppose.
Yeah, such
everyone's carrying
story.
Their stories
exactly,
on their body.
Exactly, yeah.
So, super or skin memories? Patrick Canyon thinks maybe it's good to aim for both.
Maybe just put off having the second sleeve till the next year and put a bit more extra into your superannuation this year.
Patrick Canyon, financial planner, ending that report from The Wire's Annie Hastwell.